The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey, welcome to New York. Thank you for making us your choice. We know you're a busy person. You got lots of stuff to do on Saturday night. And that's why we're glad to be here with you every single week. Stevie B, KMC.
Hello.
And we've officially labeled this show the fact that we have no strategy show. It's the we have no comprehensive strategy. We're insisting upon not having a strategy. So anybody that walks through the doorway of the building, you get on the air tonight. Just come on in. And looky here, Mike Lindell of MyPillow just walked right in.
He just happened to be in the neighborhood.
He literally did. All the way from Minnesota, and here he is just hanging out with us.
I feel so blessed to be here. I can't believe the door was open.
Welcome back. You were here just a few weeks ago.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Any big reasons why you're hanging out in the Big Apple?
Well, I came to be on QVC in Philadelphia, so
nice.
I thought I'd drive up here and...
Treat you good at QVC?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we got I got six airings coming up in the next few days. I was picked as their QVC product concept of the year, the 2013 product of the year.
So for which product?
The pillow. The pillow. That was pretty amazing. I had people that had computers and stuff. They're going, I can't believe we got beat out by a pillow.
It speaks to how good the pillow works. I was telling you guys before the top of the hour that my father-in-law, who is he's got snoring issues, probably apnea, all kinds of things. Second night he's been visiting, he's here for 3 weeks, he's going home this week, and it's going to be terrible for the two-year-old is going to be lost when grandpa leaves.
Mm.
But he's had night after night after night of the most restful, blissful sleep he's ever had.
Well, and then all of you too,
and on a sofa bed.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Figure that out. So,
well, then all of you too, because the snoring, everybody gets awakened by that.
Especially grandpa's snoring. Yeah.
And that was one of the features of the pillow, or one of the disorders that it helped, that I didn't even believe back in the day. I'm going, okay, people are coming up to me going, it helped my husband snore, and we can sleep in the same bedroom again.
Right.
And I'm going, okay, I don't know how that works, but now I know it keeps your cervical nerves supported. And
for people that are just joining us and didn't hear you when you were on with us last time, tell us your story real briefly, because you were a teenager, you couldn't sleep,
right,
and you needed to find a solution.
I was 16 years old, and I got into my teens where I started expanding, my shoulders started getting bigger, and I'd wake up and I would flip flop all night. I'd use my arm for support. I'd stack pillows. I would have a sore neck. I would have all these sleep interruptions, and I'd wake up. I might have headaches in the morning, or I feel like I needed a nap, and I knew it was my pillow. I just knew that, and later on, obviously, it came to be my calling, but I actually went and spent my whole paycheck. I was $89 back then in 1977 on an expensive pillow. And I won't name the department store, but I bought that pillow, and I couldn't return it. It was the worst. It was a down pillow, no support, and it went, flat right away, and I was devastated because I probably traumatized for life because I couldn't return that pillow.
right.
And then years later, then I go see a chiropractor with all this, you get all these issues as you get older,
right,
from bad pillows, and I said, why don't they make a pillow? You could move it, and it would support you individually no matter what sleep position. And I spent 2 years of my life working on this. I tried over 94 different kinds of things to go in a pillow, and nothing worked. And then I got a patented fill. Now, I did get a U.S. patent where I wanted to be able to move it, and it would hold that position without going flat, but yet be soft. And then I said, well, you know what? As long as I'm doing that, I just will make it do everything. Go down the streets of America and say, what would you like to see in a pillow? What would you like to see? And
so you reverse engineered
perfect
pillow.
Right. I said, that's exactly what I did. I said, okay, what's the problem? The problem is it's going flat during the night. Well, then after getting that functionality done, that part and keeping it cool, I wanted it to stay cool. But then I thought to give the people a value, I wanted to have a 10-year warranty on it. And I was told by the big pillow companies, you're going to go broke. They're just wanting to, sell more and more pillows.
Sure.
You bought like 60 pillows in 10 years. And then I said, well, then in order to be healthy for 10 years, you got to be able to wash and dry it.
Right. Sure.
So that took another year. I could have cheapened the pillow and just, left it at that and just said, well, I get the best pillow ever. But I wanted to give people a value. So now you have a pillow that lasts 10 years. And then I gave a 60-day money-back guarantee. And I was told, I'm not going to name, they both start with S, that I was, these pillow companies that they're going, you cannot give an offer like that because nobody likes their pillows. You're going to get them. And you know what? I've sold 4.5 million pillows now.
That's a lot.
And they're happy customers. They've helped everything from snoring, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, restless leg, TMJ. I mean, you name it, all these things I'm going. And people would come up to me back in the day and go, well, how does it help this stuff? I said, I don't know. I don't know. But you know what?
But then you started taking it to sleep scientists and does work.
Well, then I had my own theory where sleep came from, and I took it to different universities, did my own studies. By keeping your cervical nerves straight, you have 8 on each side, by keeping them straight and cool, for you as an individual, it's like bending a water hose with pillows that go flat. By keeping them straight, you stay in REM sleep and delta sleep, and you stay in there longer, and sleep is all about getting those sleep interruptions, whether fully conscious or not. So you stay in REM and delta longer. That's where all your healing comes from. Your brain's, like the Bob Seger song, what to leave in, what to leave out. Your brain sorts itself then, and your body heals, and you feel better the next day. Everything about your life is better.
Well, a number of weeks ago, you started sponsoring my local show here in New York, and I started telling people every single day how many days in a row I had REM cycle sleep, and it started the day after I got the MyPillow that you sent me. That streak came to an end last weekend when we took a spur-of-the-moment road trip with the family down to see my Navy brother-in-law who flies F-18s. Don't want to mess with him. He'd drop a bomb in your house. But I forgot to take the MyPillow with me.
Right.
So we were on the guest bed with, a memory foam or something that was whatever.
Yeah.
The next two nights were just nightmares for me because it was right back to my old sleep problems.
Yes.
Moments notice. They come right back.
They come right back. It's just
And when we got back home with the bed topper on the bed, because then we got to talk about why that works, but the bed topper and the pillow, I said to my lovely bride, I said, I don't ever want to leave the house again. Please don't make me go anywhere anymore.
Right. Yeah, I've had, back when I invented the pillow just for myself, I did that. I left it in North Dakota. I live in Minnesota. My factory is everything. I make everything in the U.S. I do all my own manufacturing. And I left it in North Dakota. We were goose hunting, and I drove back 300 miles to get that pillow.
Somebody FedExed it to you?
No, yeah, I needed that to sleep. I told my buddy, I said, we can hunt on the way there. It's no big deal.
You're kind of a unique MyPillow user, though. You're the inventor.
Right. Okay. I had to get that prototype back.
I'll tell you something that was interesting for me, because I'm pretty old school in my logic. You know what I did? I figured out another way that, for me, why the pillow works in regard to keeping your neck straight and all that.
Right.
Obviously, the interlocking fill and the design of all that.
Right.
Holds your neck in a
and for what we're saying for people that just hear that, because that phrase goes by really quick, interlocking fill, we're talking about the stuff on the inside,
right.
And you figured out a way for it to lock in place and stay in place.
One's the size of a quarter, one's the size of a dime, and one's just real small. So they interlock like a puzzle where you move it, they just stay there.
They just stay in place.
6 pounds of pressure to hold it in position. Yeah. Your average head weighs 10 to 12 pounds.
And here's what I did.
Yeah.
Right. I took my old pillow and my new MyPillow.
Right.
Right next to each other. And I did the old school thing with the old pillow. I kind of twisted it up the way I like it.
Yeah.
And I laid down on it.
Right.
And when you first get there, it's doing the job.
Right.
But inevitably, you're going to move.
Right.
And the thing that was amazing, the difference clearly, is that there's almost like a security your pillow gives you. Like it holds you in a position that you're comfortable enough where you really don't need to move.
You don't need to move. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Your body is. And you did a good A-B test there, Stephen.
I'm sitting there going, how does he do it?
And I've said it on TV before. You know, it's like bending a water hose. Your neck gets bent even at the slightest, and you're going to get it flipped to another position.
Yeah. Right.
And you're going to keep flipping all night long. This goes on. People have restless legs. It's terrible. A couple hundred times a night. But most people, especially with downpills, you know, the faster that your neck gets bent, the more you're flip-flopping. You're right. With the MyPillow, you get in that position, whether your stomach backside doesn't matter. You're comfortable, and you stay there.
Yeah.
He is Mike Lindell, and he is the founder and originator of MyPillow, MyPillow.com, celebrating the fact that they became the National Sleep Association's exclusive pillow by the
official pillow of the National
Sleep pillow. And not only that, the official bed topper,
right,
which also helps you stay cool and stay in place and gets you into that delta sleep. Really, really good stuff. Mike, always good to have you with us. Thanks for coming by.
We're giving a great discount, too.
Yeah, and to celebrate that, 50% off. And I'll tell you more about those details coming up. We've got to take this break. 800-506-2641 is the phone number. It's 800-506-2641. You can go on MyPillow.com or you can call, but there are people standing by right now ready to talk to you. 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you hold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. Number's 888-340-3373.
I didn't get it all the way out just before we went to break.
This is the best 2 hours of radio.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
In the entire galaxy.
Which is fine. I'm glad that you believe it.
I know it to be true.
Just give us a lot to live up to.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
800-506-2641. That's the number to MyPillow. And what I meant to tell you was, in celebration of becoming the official pillow, everything in the store is 50% off. Everything. Everything. The bed toppers, all the sizes of the pillows. They have the travel pillows, which I should have had with me when I went to Maryland last weekend. They have the super big ones that Stephen was talking about giving to his mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the big teddy bear.
A little birdie told me recently, kind of somebody I know on the inside of my pillow, that mother-in-law is going to be getting a topper soon.
We're gonna buy a topper for the guest room bed for Grandpa.
Getting mother-in-law the topper, that's going to happen only because I only look stupid.
Anyway, 50% off. There's no 60-day back money back guarantee. No matter what, there's no risk to this. 10-year warranty. Could he be any more secure in his product? Contact Mike and all the people at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Use promo codes. These are really important, friends. If you don't have the right promo code and you call somebody, they may not know what you're talking about. You got to have the promo code. It's KMC or STVB. Either one of those will get you the 50% off. And it's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. All right. So this week we had a lot in the news about ISIS.
Yeah.
And something else that bothered me, the president seems to be the only person on the planet still calling him ISIL. And I found out why this week. Did you know this? No, he is.
Can you do it for me? Do the president as the president.
Let me be clear.
Say ISIL.
ISIL.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even know what you were wanting to do with that.
No, it's just, I love it.
But former Congressman Alan West, the
sure.
Trainer?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did this whole history thing on his blog this last week about the reference to Syria and Levant, which is what ISIL stands for, refers to a time when Israel didn't exist. And so the White House has been insisting upon, they even made the press secretary in the briefing on Friday say ISIL, ISIL, about 1,000 times.
Yes.
And it all has to do with this very kind of coded insult to Israel that they're insisting upon. ISIS doesn't even call itself ISIL anymore. They stopped. Right. In fact, they don't even call themselves ISIS anymore. They call themselves simply the Islamic State.
Right.
So the fact that he continues to do this and
is this
really odd.
Does this get back at all to like a Bill Clinton? It depends on what
I don't think so. But
Islamic State is now just is.
Yes, is.
So if the president's saying ISIL and ISIS is saying
is,
then it would, in my mind, it would mean like if it's Islamic State, which used to be Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
Yep.
Right?
All right.
I got that right.
Right.
But now it's just, when you put it all together, it just depends on what is. See?
ISIL.
Maybe Bill Clinton's a prophet.
I don't know. Anyway, so this week there was one of the big stories.
You don't think so?
Who said?
I'm just getting distracted.
Off camera.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's good. So the story
that was funny to me, just so you know.
I'm glad somebody thought it was.
Yeah.
So the story.
Gino's bashing his head against the wall as we speak.
Putting a fork into his temple as we go forward. You know, you pulled up on your iPad there.
Yeah.
This, and we've been hearing about this. There may be as many as 300 Americans fighting with ISIS right now. Maybe as many as 300.
Yeah, this here is the New York Times, and it says American intelligence and law enforcement agency have identified nearly a dozen Americans who have traveled to Syria to fight for the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The militant group that the Obama administration says poses the greatest threat to the United States since Al-Qaeda and the 9/11 attacks. So there was talk after all, because, you know, you got the British kid who went over there and, you know, did the. Now you got.
The British kid was the beheader of Mr. Foley.
Right. Now, clearly, there have been two Americans, I guess.
That died, yes.
But they were Americans who
fighting for ISIS.
Who left America to go join the IS dudes.
Are they still Americans at that point?
Yes.
Really? You think so?
Well, if I have an American passport and I go over there.
Do you think they should be given all American rights at that point? Because this is where, what's his name, Paul, the guy that's running for president from Kentucky?
Rand.
Rand. It was Ron's son, Rand.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of R's in that
middle name. Go ahead.
Rand is Paul. He was against when there are American fighters that go to the other side. And we killed one in Yemen because he was with Al-Qaeda and we dropped a drone bomb.
Right.
And everybody inside, like, got fried.
Right.
And there was an American in there. And he was like, oh, it's a shame. Because that's an American citizen, and we killed him without a trial. And I'm like, no, he's fighting for Al-Qaeda. He's not an American anymore. See, to me, and I may be kind of weird this way, when you reject the United States and start joining the team that's trying to kill the United States, I don't think you get to be the United States anymore.
But you make a good point, because there's got to be some law that says
wrong, but
if you have an American passport, but you've left and joined forces in combatants against America, I guess you're probably right, you're no longer an American.
Well, if you're fighting our military, isn't that treason?
That's probably
what
the
I
law.
Would think. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So
these guys that are dying for ISIS, I'm not shedding any tears that Americans are doing it if they're fighting with them on their behalf, because you're not really us anymore.
In one of those situations you just described where an American got bombed, then there was the question, should the government be allowed to kill Americans?
And they use the word American, meaning guys fighting with ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
But that still hold an American passport.
Right.
That's what that means.
That's what Rand
so
Paul meant.
I'm sitting here saying, if the government now has identified 12 people that... Have they already gone? I don't even think.
Yeah, well, in that story, it sounded like they think that they're going to go.
Right.
Yeah. They think there's already 300 of Americans.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Should our government now start to profile?
Yes.
Americans.
Absolutely.
That are fitting or potentially falling into this category of those that might go fight for ISIS.
Yes, I think they should.
Because I'm no rocket scientist, but if they have the ability to, and I don't know how they figure it out.
Oh, well, if you're on Facebook and you liked the ISIS page, I think you should be.
Somebody ought to go knock on a few doors if they're liking the ISIS page?
You know who else?
Wow.
You know who else asked?
See, you keep it simple.
I know.
Yeah.
You know who else asked ISIS if they could join? The guy that shot the Fort Hood shooter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wants
in
to
prison,
join.
He wrote a letter to ISIS and said, we want to be there. 888-340-3373. Should they be profiled before they go to fight for ISIS? And if we catch them on the battlefield, do we have to treat them like Americans? Come on. Just help me out there.
This is weird.
888-340-3373. Welcome to the brave new world. That comes about when you don't have a strategy. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Baldwin McCullough Live. That was a live shot of the Statue of Liberty. Beautiful night, beautiful weekend. This has been a gorgeous Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend. I wish it was Memorial Day. I'm not ready for summer to be over yet. Little James is headed to school, the ankle biter, first ankle biter. He's going back to school on Wednesday. He's so excited. His mom's even more excited. Imagine that. Anyway, welcome. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're talking about ISIS, and we're talking about this idea that Americans can go fight for them and somehow, in some people's universe, still hang on to their Americanness. I don't understand how that works. Maybe you do. But should we profile them before they go? That's the question that Stephen asked. If they're monkeying around with stuff that they shouldn't be monkeying around with, should we be checking them out? It's kind of the inverse of what happened around 9/11. as Stephen all choked up about it. Even.
Yeah.
888-340-3373.
Here's another little
tidbit.
Tidbit from the New York Times. It says, ISIS has become more attractive to would-be militants because, unlike al-Qaeda, it has already seized territory that it rules by strict Islamic law.
Yep.
ISIS is able to hold itself up as the true jihad, said a senior American official. They're saying, look at what we're doing. Look at what we've already accomplished. We are the new face, and we're not just talking about it.
Well, and you want to know,
we're doing it.
But you want to know something important? It's not just that they did it. It's where they did it. And this goes to the biblical aspect of even Christianity. If you know anything about Revelations, mm-hmm. Where original Babylon was,
right,
and where modern-day Damascus is,
correct,
all of that stuff, that's all plays into the end times huge.
Sure.
There's been a lot of people that have thought that the Islamic influence on our earth might be the impetus for what brings about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that a new Babylon is going to rise where the old Babylon was, you're talking about northern Iraq. You're mm-hmm. talking about the window that ISIS actually controls now. So this isn't, even for casual observers of faith, this is not necessarily insignificant. And I think really hardcore jihadis go, hey, They established the caliphate. They called it the caliphate. They've named the guy that's running it. We're going.
Right.
I'm buying my plane ticket. So what should we do to the Americans that decide to go fight for them? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to, did we lose line one? Okay, let's go to line three. Kenny is calling from Hackensack, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Welcome, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
All right. Listen, I'm only going to say this once. These ISIS guys are very, very dangerous, okay? This is the greatest threat we've had since Imperial Japan and the Nazis. These guys are serious. They're going to come over here. Like you said before, they've got these passports that they can get into this country. You got the Europeans and even 300 of their own guys that can walk right across the border with no visas and no checks, which means they can do pretty much anything they want once they get here. And I think it's time for us all to wake up and realize that we got a serious problem on our hands. My problem is that I don't think our president and our de facto national security directed by him is really concerned about this. In fact, a lot of people who I talk to think that the president's actually trying to help these guys. And that's all I really got to say about this.
All right, Kenny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Along the lines of what Kenny was saying, this week there's a report that ISIS has set up operations in Juarez, Mexico. Do you know where Juarez, Mexico is?
No.
It's about 30 feet from El Paso, Texas. And you're talking about a southern border where we're not stopping anything at this point in time. If they have set up a stronghold there and you can get things to them and they can walk across with an American passport, we're looking at a major terror threat on our southern border, I think.
I think what Kenny says about, you know, the president, blah, 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 and, you know, maybe helping these people, and I think that just has to be on a common sense level perceived as, you know, a little bit ridiculous. But certainly, I brought up the issue when we were off the air a little bit ago, and I said, when the White House spokesperson says, well, you know, we had boots on the ground, and we had soldiers over there, and we don't want to do that anymore, we don't want to have any more loss of life, because we tried that, and well, look where that got us. It didn't work. And the plan was always build up the Iraqi military, support them enough
so that they can defend themselves.
Yeah, and keep some type of a support in place,
right,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can't say it didn't work because you never carried out the full plan.
Right. And so then Obama's curious as to why he gets blamed for pulling the troops out.
Well, the point I'm trying to make
seriously,
is certainly what he's done couldn't be construed as helping, but it certainly didn't hinder what they were trying to do and now what they've done.
888-340-3373. We're coming back with more of your calls. 888-340-3373. Should we track and profile Americans fighting with ISIS? Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
CreditBiz.com.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hi.
Hey, so your next door neighbor, like, creeps over the fence in the backyard while you're barbecuing.
Hello, Osweiler.
And he says,
Hello, Osweiler.
No, I can't have an Oscar Mayer. I got to jump on a plane and go fight with ISIS. But I'll be back in a few months. I'll take you up on your offer later. It is, I mean, am I out of my mind? Because now they've identified, specifically, the government has said, we've identified 12 people that we believe very strongly may have a desire to be leaving the country to go fight with ISIS. if they know that, am I crazy? Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Shouldn't we do something?
And what would you suggest we do? Detain them? Lock them in a... in a cold refrigerator and let them out.
You're the smart guy here. Yeah, you're the logical one.
We all know that's not true.
You're like Spock.
Okay.
And I'm like the Scottish drunk in the back running the engine room.
I'm more like Mork, but you can think I'm like Spock. That's fine.
No, you've looked at me quite often and said, that's not logical, Stephen. But who is the guy in the back running the engine room? He would say, like, the dilithium crystals are melting, Captain. Who was that guy?
I don't know. See, I was a Star Wars guy, not Star Trek.
Scotty.
Oh,
that
Scotty.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's me.
Now that we got our Star Trek analogies down.
My question is, you know smart stuff and the law better than me.
Okay.
And let's not go where to the explanation.
I don't have quite the practice with it
Hello. My point is.
Yes.
If the government knew
mm-hmm.
somebody was about to get on a plane to go fight against America, isn't that illegal?
It's probably not, but it should be.
And therefore,
I don't think it's illegal until they actually start fighting against us, because they would just say, "Well, you know, I'm just going to Syria for the sights."
Okay, so the guy got his passport.
There's a new scenic tour.
The guy's
called Heads Are Us.
Guy's got his passport and his ticket.
Yes.
And the TSA guy stops him and says, "Hey, how you doing there, fella? Where are you headed?"
Damascus.
No. And he just goes, "To fight with ISIS." Are you saying that the TSA guy goes, "Have a nice day"?
I would hope not. But given the state of things, I'm not sure. Let's see what people think. 888-340-3373. Should they be profiled? Should they be detained, punished, stopped, locked up in a cold refrigerator and have the key thrown away? What would you do if you knew that they were going to go fight with ISIS? Let's start with line three. Dana is calling from Dallas, watching on Biz TV. Hi, Dana. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are y'all tonight?
We're doing good. Lady, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just really getting concerned about ISIS turning up in this country. You know, if you want to have a reality switchback, watch Red Dawn. It was made in 1984, starring Patrick Swayze.
Sure.
That was the first movie he made. And I think we are very close to making that a reality, even though that was 30 years ago.
Hmm.
The theme of it, the idea of it, I think, is just around the bend. And any Americans that are going over to that part of the world are coming back, I think they need to have their damn passports pulled until you can prove differently what their intent is for leaving or coming back.
Well, Dana, thank you, and we appreciate your encouragement. One of the things that people are concerned about right now, and the smart people, the truly smart people, not me,
mm-hmm.
is that if you have a lot of Western Europeans and Americans that infiltrate ISIS to go fight with them,
mm-hmm.
They are the most deadly weapons that ISIS then retains, because
right.
they can just come right back to America if they don't have any type of record or anything else other than they just traveled. They could come right back. They could totally be a plant, could totally be involved in some major plan. And that report that had Juarez, Mexico as an operational base for ISIS this week, that is truly alarming. Juarez is a no man's land, so it's basically like the Middle East. You can do whatever you want. Whoever's got the biggest gun's going to run the town.
Right.
And if ISIS is setting up an operational plant right there across from El Paso, Texas, and we have no means of defending ourselves on the southern border, you could have a series of major terrorist activities take place before we're even in position to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly, incredibly, this is dangerous. If Americans are being used as the chess pieces moved back and forth across the ocean. 888-340-3373. Line 2 is Ralph, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Ralph.
Good evening. Before everything else, say hello to Gino in the Boogeydown Bronx. Good evening, and, hello to you, Gino.
The Boogeydown Bronx?
You know,
did you say the Boogeydown Bronx?
The big, yeah, the Boogie Down Bronx.
Okay.
Now, that being said,
yes.
I feel very well now. Our dear leader, Obama, had this, you know, mindset that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Or one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. This man, Obama, is bewildered, disoriented, and overwhelmed in the way that he tackled foreign policy and affairs. The lack of a game plan, the lack of a strategy is an example of that, American people. He's doing it in a haphazard and incoherent way that is not only playing with fire, but burning the house down. He has diminished us in the global stage, make a laughing stock out of us. The illegality that Obama has done in releasing 5 Taliban at Gitmo Exchange for one held in Afghanistan goes against the Geneva Convention. And there is ample ground for Obama to be prosecuted in The Hague. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I don't know. Where did he commit the crimes that The Hague would try him for? That's my question to your last question.
Well, the nuclear, you know, and irrational way that he did on his own force.
Ralph, the bigger concern for me, and thank you for your call, the bigger concern for me is we need 22 votes in the Senate. We need 22 more votes in the Senate. Because if we impeach him after the election, you can't get him out of office unless you have 22 additional votes than what we currently have now to get rid of him. So if we could flip 22 seats in the Senate in November, then we could remove him from office. Until then, we got to put up with this nonsense. We got to figure out a way to program around him. And I hope that we do a better job of it than what we've done in 2014, because it's the world is crumbling around us.
Yeah.
Said Stephen. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. More rooms for your calls. 3 phone lines open, 888-340-3373. ISIS fighters that are American by origin, should they be profiled? Should they be detained? Should they be punished even before they leave? Give us a call.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for...
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough live from New York, live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. What a beautiful night, beautiful weekend. Hope it's a great Labor Day weekend for you. Whatever you do, spend some time together with your family on Monday and let them know how special they are to you. The tough times we live in kind of dictate that we need to cherish those around us a little bit more. So take time to do that this weekend. By the way, thanks again to MyPillow.com, and in celebration of being named the big dog at the National Sleep Foundation, the official pillow, the official bed topper, they've decided to knock off 50% off everything in their store. Whether you call, whether you go online, whether you go to see them personally, you're going to get 50% off everything. Here's their phone number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC or STVB to get that 50% discount. Now, Holly is calling us from Manhattan. Holly, welcome. We were talking about ISIS and what should happen to those that we profile before they leave to go fight against us. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's actually in the Constitution. They have a right to leave the United States of America, but if they take up arms in a foreign cause that is against the United States of America, they lose their citizenship.
That's what I think. And I think they become just a normal fighter for the other side. And if we kill them, we kill them. Okay.
So yeah. I have a question. So let's say the guy on his Facebook page or whatever is clearly voiced an opinion where he's in support of ISIS, and he approves of what they do and this, that, and then he gets a plane ticket and, you know, he's headed in that direction. Should we stop the guy?
I think we should pay attention to who's coming and who's going, but legally he has the right to leave.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we become just as bad as those people there.
Well, we're kidnapping our people. Yeah.
Right. We are in sort of a double jeopardy, which has always been our problem. If you want to give somebody the freedom of expression, etc., the freedom of speech, then this is where you have to really study the Constitution, and you really have to know who and what and how. And having grown up in the Cold War in upstate New York, I really, truly don't feel that people today know the Constitution.
Holly, they won't teach it. The problem is our educational system won't teach it.
No, they don't teach it. But it is against the law to pick up arms against the United States of America.
Thank you.
Now, there are special rulings. Like, if you wanted to go to Israel and join the Israeli Defense Fund, the IDF, you can, in fact, fight in the Israeli army. I know people that are doing this. This is because they are one of our allies, and you can get a special visa and a special pass to go over there and fight. And I said, well, when you come back, are you exempt from military service in the United States? And they said, absolutely not, if a draft gets reinstated.
Because it's an ally, because it's a supported interest.
Exactly.
Holly, good stuff. I'm sorry we're short on time, but thank you for being here, and please call back. Love it when truly binge thinkers participate in the show. Last thoughts before we say goodnight.
Everybody's got to get their MyPillow. We want them to be
800-506-2641. Get the best sleep of your life. And don't forget the promo codes, STVB or KMC. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We'll see you next week.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. 217